بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته، علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء حبيبة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وعلى الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه. Special greetings to our Imam, the 12th Imam, our leader, who is with us, who is here on earth. He's a living Imam, and he's taking care of the people. He's taking care of mankind. He's Khalifatullah. He's the vicegerent of God on this earth, not just the earth, the entire universe. God did not leave this earth without a representative, without a caliph, not a bad caliph, not a corrupt caliph, a good caliph, a righteous caliph, a caliph who was chosen by God. God says in his book, وَإِذَا أَرَدْنَا, in chapter 17 in the Holy Quran, Surah Bani Israel, the children of Israel, Surah Al-Isra, not Asra, Isra, ascension to heaven. وَإِذَا أَرَدْنَا أَن نُهْلِكَ قَرْيَةً أَمَرْنَا مُتْرَ فِيهَا فَفَسَقُوا فِيهَا فَحَقَّ عَلَيْهَا الْقَوْلُ فَدَمَّرْنَاهَا تَدْمِيرًا. If we intend to destroy, if we are determined to destroy a civilization, a society, because of their arrogance, because of their injustices and oppression, we would allow those people of a pride and a prejudice, people of arrogance, to take control of that society, to be the presidents and the prime ministers and the leaders and the sultans and the kings of that society, to get hold of that society, to dominate that society. They're going to dominate that society. And then they're going to commit iniquity, oppression, racial injustice, social bias, and that would lead into the total destruction of that society. وَإِذَا أَرَدْنَا أَن نُهْلِكَ قَرْيَةً أَمَرْنَا مُتْرَفِيهَا. Mutrafin means those who are arrogant. Not anyone who lives, though taraf means people who live in luxury. But here, in this context, God means those who lead a life of arrogance, a life of oppression. Those are the mutrafin. So when society is careless, when nations and people and the people of that country and society, most of them, not all, the majority of them, are careless. All what they care about is their food, their income, their salaries, their jobs, their careers. They don't care about the rest of the society. They don't care what happens next door. They don't care what happens in the streets. They don't care about the homeless people, the disenfranchised, the poor, the needy, those who don't have education, those who don't have health care, those who don't have food, those who don't have shelter. They don't care about them. All what they care is myself and my family. As long as I am safe, then America is safe. Then America is beautiful. because the rest of people are not my people. This is our logic. This is how we behave. God says in this case, when we become careless, irresponsible, heartless, we don't feel about the suffering of others. All what we care about is our economy. As long as our economy is strong, we don't care whether our government is selling illegal arms to thugs, to governments who are thugs. Some of them are thugs who are using these arms and these bombs and these military airplanes to bomb civilians, to destroy civilians. We don't care. As long as the economy is strong, we are making money. So we elect this government just to make my economy strong. Even if it makes a big mess, even if it contributes into the torture and the suffering of the rest of the world, we don't care. As long as my economy is strong. This is selfishness. This is arrogance. This is what God says in this chapter 17. أَمَرْنَا مُتْرَفِيهَا فَفَسَقُوا فِيهَا. The mutrafin, the arrogant, are going to make your life easier because all what you think about is the dunya. Is the dunya, hayatul dunya. Material gain. You don't think about spiritual gain, moral gain. You don't even think about helping others, reaching out to others, feeling the sufferings of others. You don't think about these things. All what we think about, strong economy. God says this strong economy is not going to last. You're going to lose. Because money that comes from illegal, inhumane, immoral sources is not going to last for long. This is going to collapse. أَمَرْنَا مُتْرَفِيهَا فَفَسَقُوا فِيهَا فَحَقَّ عَلَيْهَا الْقَوْلُ فَدَمَّرْنَاهَا تَدْمِيرًا. God says in this case, I'm not going to feel sorry for that society. I'm going to let that society destroy itself. Complete destruction. And complete destruction, my friend, does not mean that we have a powerful magnitude, an earthquake with 7.7. No. Destruction means spiritual. You don't enjoy your life. You live always worried. You live always apprehended. Always you feel insecure. This is total destruction. No peace of mind. Sometimes a homeless sleeps in the street, has more peace of mind than people who live in mansions and palaces. So sometimes, my friends, the nations, when they support the wrong system, God says, I would allow the tyrants to get hold of that nation. I will punish that nation because they did not live up to their responsibilities. They were careless about others. So they deserve punishment. And my punishment is not to send tornadoes or volcanoes or earthquakes or this or that. I will appoint someone who's corrupt king, corrupt sultan, corrupt government, corrupt president. And they will make a country a mess. They will divide the country. They will divide the society. My friends, we have a responsibility, especially nowadays. We cannot remain silent. We have to contribute. We have to give towards racial justice, social justice. Social justice is important. Not less important than food and a drink and shelter. If we don't have social justice, we don't have life. We don't have dignity. We don't have stability. لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. God says, I want mankind to stand up, to live up, to defend social justice. It's upon each and every one of us, especially the Muslims, to speak about social justice, to defend those people who are being mistreated. and abused. And we have to stop the abuse. If we don't stop it, we are responsible before God. We ask Allah to hasten the reappearance of the Savior, Universal Savior, Al-Imam Al-Mahdi. We ask Allah to bring this pandemic into an end, the virus, the coronavirus, but most importantly, this chronic pandemic, which is racism and bigotry and bias and racial inequality. That is the real pandemic. That is the real danger. We ask Allah to bring it to an end and to heal the hearts and to make us a united nation, united people, united country. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.